turning to the issues that matter most to communities and the leaders they choose to represent them. But what qualities are voters actually looking for in a ward councillor, in a mayor, and how have political campaigning strategies changed in local communities over the years? Today, we unpack what residents expect about their local representatives. We also explore the latest trends in grassroots campaigning and discuss what these changes mean in the run-up to local government elections. Joining us this morning, we have political analyst and director at the Rivonia Circle, Tess Dooms. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning.
So, Tess, as we know, the elections is just a few months away, and parties have obviously started their campaigns. In terms of the lens of the voter, what do you believe will be, you know, sort of the biggest issues that will influence how people vote?
So, you know, this year, the South African Human Science Council, research council, sorry, they produced a study that showed something quite concerning. And it comes down to the fact that the biggest issue that voters have is trust. And so before we get to any of the issues in terms of water, sanitation, potholes, any of those things, the first thing that political parties are going to have to do is figure out how to build trust between themselves and residents. Mm. Because the levels of trust in the country are terribly low. So just to give an example, when people were asked if they trust the military, that number is at about 50% of people trust the military. When they were asked if they trust political parties, that number is at 11%. That is a plummetingly low number. And so before anything else, political parties need to go back to communities, root themselves in those themselves, and make sure that the communities understand and believe that they are actually on their side and will be pushing the interests of the communities, not the parties.
So you mentioned obviously trust as a key indicator in terms of whether or not people or people's engagement with the political system, essentially. So if we look at the era that we're in, obviously campaigning has fundamentally shifted to how it was done 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and even at the dawn of our democracy 30 years ago, in terms of how people campaign. We live in an era of social media, right, whereby in theory the belief is that we are in every person's pocket simply because we're able to be on their phone. What if you, you know, how has political campaigning shifted with the rise of the just the digital era?
So political party, this term that they use now called the air war. So that's basically exactly what you're talking about. Their focus on the social media, the focus on being in the mainstream media, etc. And I think that this has become actually one of the fundamental flaws of the way that political parties are campaigning, is that they're not campaigning in people's communities because they presume that they're campaigning one-on-one, you know, in people's homes, as you said. But there's two problems with that approach. Number one, they're not in everyone's home. Just if you take something like TikTok, which is now the new rave. There are 17 million TikTok accounts linked to South Africa. Now, that's out of a population, an adult population, of over 40 million. That includes the bot accounts, it includes the organizations, et cetera, et cetera. So I say that to say, most people are not on social media. People don't have data for social media. And when they are consuming social media, it is for cultural content. Now, what I think political parties need to go away from is the idea that they can they can build trust with people and they can build constituents without actually having warm bodies in communities who are consistently present.
Mm.
As you said, you know, 30 years ago, the ANC prided itself on having branches and having active communities of people who were there and present whenever anyone needed them. Today, even though they still have those branches, they recognize that they are dysfunctional. Because in a time of crisis, whether it's issues related to water, or whether it's issues related to electricity, or whether it is what we've seen now with the Up in March protest, they don't have the ability to respond in the way they used to. Because even if you have a warm body there, those people are not connected to the communities in the same way. And again, until you resolve that, until you resolve the idea that the only function that political actors play and political parties or councillors play in the local context is to garner votes. If they think that the only thing they have to do is garner votes, they will continue to be dismissed by community. The community is just going to say, what you see us as is vote machines. You do not see us as communities to be serviced and to be part of. And I think, again, that's where all political parties are going to need to change strategy. Swimming in potholes is not going to be the thing that builds trust.
Mm. So Tessa, to go to the trust and voter sentiment specifically, obviously we know that voters are influenced by a wide array of reasons in terms of why they do or don't vote for particular political parties. The assumption right off the bat is that generally local government issues are the issues that are pertinent when you make decisions around who to vote for the local government elections. I want to just maybe challenge you on whether or not that is an accurate statement. Is it accurate to say that in, let's say, within the Muslim community, because that's largely our listenership, are people driven largely by local government issues, or do national and international issues input into the decision making for a local government election?
The two are not separate from each other. I think this is what makes the politics of this country complex and all around the world. Voters care about both the motivations and the ideas and ideologies of parties and the values that they hold. And that will affect what they believe the national policies they take will be. It will affect how they see the international front.
Mm.
Because those values will also reflect in the way that those same parties engage at the local level. So let's take the question of Palestine. And there are parties who firmly believe that foreign affairs and global issues do not have any bearing on whether people want water or sanitation.
Mm.
But if a party does not recognize the human rights of the people of Gaza, why would they be expected to value the human rights of the people in the nation? That's what a voter's asking.
Mm.
They're saying, who are these people that we are voting for? What kind of quality of character do they have? Why should we put any trust in them? Why should we put our resources in their hands? That's the big question that people are asking.
Mm.
And so when at the national level, you're a party that doesn't believe in redress or equality, people then judge you on that because they're worried about whether or not you're going to practice that at the local government level.
Mm.
And the last thing I think I want to say about that is that in a country that is as deeply unequal as ours, we must never forget we are the most unequal country by Gini coefficient in the world right now. It is imperative that parties don't just say, we're going to work on water, we're going to work on sanitation. they need to be able to say, we're going to do that for all communities. We're going to do it for vulnerable communities. We're going to make sure that the state is functional for everyone.
Mm.
Because unless they can make that assertion in our country, we will continue to reproduce apartheid. And that is what people are asking politicians. Do you care to undo the structural issues in this country?
Mm-hmm.
Because then you'll just be reproducing apartheid, and we'll continue to see the same things, outcomes that apartheid produced today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Tessa Dooms. That was Tessa Dooms from the Rivonia Circle. Unpacking for us just some of the criteria that voters